going on, Tom Seaman, Jay?
What's up, Neek, baby?
Oh, I got to send a shout-out to all the people that came to the Tunica Funny Bone at the Harris Casino from Memphis and Mississippi. We had a great time this week, and I enjoyed them.
Yeah, it was kind of sad when they lost the game to the Clippers after yeah. leading the entire game and then yeah, losing it. In the last few minutes, by one point.
That's sad, and I got to give sympathy to my girl, Sybil Esmeralda Wilkes, for what happened in Chicago.
Esmeralda.
Yeah, I said, when something that tragic happened to you, you got to use a whole name, Tom.
Esmeralda.
Yeah, Esmeralda. I had to give her a whole name because that's a tragic thing happening out there at the United Center. When I saw that, I said, oh, Sim, no, say it ain't so. Sim, if that happened to the black mama, I'm going to have to talk to y'all on the floor because I ain't going to be able to stand up.
You understand what Sim was going through.
Ooh, I know her pain. I say, Tom, if that happened to black mama, they going to say, is Dominique at the studio? Yeah, she under the desk because I can't stand up and talk.
You all right, Esmeralda?
Yeah, I had to get her a sympathy card. I got some stuff coming to you, Sim. But the Lakers, we need another fan, so you come on over if things don't work out for Chi-Town. I love Chicago, and I sorry that happened to Derrick Rose. See, I can't even get his name right. And I'm going back on my fans next week, Tom.
Oh, yeah?
I done been to Paula Deen's every day. I mean, she shot my willpower down. I'm talking about shot it to the floor. When I got, usually I'm strong, but I couldn't fight off that catfish. I'm trying to tell you something. Them fried green tomatoes, I don't even eat grits. I'm all up in there eating grits. I said, I'm really showing out. I said, I'm going to have to fast when I go back to L.A. All that fasting I did, it then went to put, Tom. It ain't nothing no more. I got dressed for the show. I had to go buy another shirt fooling with that woman.
No, I said, this ain't right, good. Right. You couldn't have put that weight back on that quickly.
I'm trying to tell you, over 4 days of eating that buttery maize, I didn't put the weight back on.
Buttery maize,
Tom. I said, this thing is out of control. I said, but it was so good. And all, I mean, the sweet tea, I just, oof. It's ridiculous.
You going back today before you leave?
I'm not going to go back today. I left, and when I left, I waved to Paula, and I told her, I said, you ashamed for what you did. I had to take a picture with her. She had me so messed up.
They got the a cutout, right?
Yeah, the cutout. I stood there and took a picture with her. I said, you know what? I'm going on my fast, and I'm going to go to the dentist and everything, but I ain't going to that lady that pulled out all her boyfriend's teeth.
Did you hear about this place?
What is this now?
Okay, so this female dentist, boyfriend broke up with her, and then the boyfriend needed some dental work done, so he goes back to his ex that he had just broken up with maybe a couple of days.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
She shot him up with enough Novocaine that when he woke up, she had taken all of his teeth out, every last tooth, Jay.
I said, now, this man got to learn to recognize when a woman is scorned. I said, that's what he get for trying to get a deal. He should have went on ahead and paid that copay if it was going to end up like that.
She snatched out all his teeth then left him in the chair.
I know when he woke up, I know he said, why is my whole mouth full of gauze?
And Jay, he went home with a mouth full of gauze, like Dom said, and then his new woman looked at him and said, I can't deal with this, and she left him.
And his new woman left him.
He came back home looking like a newborn baby. She had to buy a teething ring when he got back home.
I got to go to Poland and find this
dentist.
You
know what? That was a good one.
She's looking at jail time too.
And I guess I guess she said all that time he's sitting up there hollering, too much teeth, too much teeth. Watch your teeth. Watch your teeth. You're using too much teeth. She said, you ain't got to worry about it no more. Because he did not think when he left that chair, he was going to look
all
just
his teeth out.
Yeah.
Took every last one of them.
Every tooth, Jay. He left there looking like his grandfather, Jay. Every tooth.
He wasn't going to get a vasectomy, man. Oh, my gosh.
Filled him with so much anesthesia that he was passed out. And so she just snatched every tooth out of his head.
Can you tighten my teeth? Yeah, come on over here. Yeah.
Complaining about a toothache.
No bad feelings, right?
We no, good? No.
No, no hard feelings until I stick this needle in your mouth.
It was a good thing she wasn't a proctologist.
No. Oh, my God.
She left a hole so big in that rump, man. He didn't.
Oh, my God.
He wouldn't be able to keep nothing down.
She would have killed him. She would have killed him. Oh, my God. That's what he get, though. She was scoring. He ain't never heard R. Kelly before. When a woman's fed up, he should have never went to her.
About it, man.
He should have let all his teeth rot out before he went and laid in her chair. He a newborn baby at the mouth.
That was a good one.
All right, Dominique. Yeah. Have a good safe trip back.
And Tom Earl told me, tell you hi. I don't know who Earl is. He just said, tell Tom I said hi. Oh, he do security at the casino. He said, you his favorite guy. Just Earl. He said every time I walked in there, he said, what's my name? Earl, you tell my man Tom I said hi.
There's a lot
Tom.
Of Earls in Memphis, believe me. All right, Dominique. Talk to you on Wednesday.
I got to thank you.